11.5, alternative to trial, arbitration. Arbitration is the most common alternative to trial, but it's not the only one. Let's discuss a couple of the key features of arbitration here. First of all, if you have arbitration between parties, between individuals, it can be either binding or non-binding. If a party agrees in a contract that any disputes will be settled by binding arbitration, then they will go through binding arbitration. However, if you are ordered to go through arbitration by the court, for instance, in many jurisdictions, if the amount being sought is under a certain dollar amount, let's say $40,000, something like that, then it has to go through mandatory arbitration first. But mandatory does not mean binding. At the end of the arbitration, if one or both of the parties are not satisfied with the results of the arbitration and with the decision of the arbiter, then they can, in fact, file something called a trial de novo, a motion for a new trial, and will be allowed to have their day in court. It's not like you're not getting your day in court. However, in most jurisdictions, if you've gone through the mandatory arbitration and then you go through a trial because you weren't happy with the arbitration, if you lose again at trial, you have to pay the other side's attorney's fees. That's a big incentive for parties not to proceed past the arbitration stage if they've been forced into it. Arbitration has a lot of good things about it. It's basically like a mini trial in front of a non-judge. But you'll read all about the different processes here. You'll eventually learn in your firm may deal with arbitration a lot, they may not deal with it a lot, because the amount of dollars is actually not that high. So you may work for a firm that doesn't take smaller cases. Make sure you read through this section carefully, though. I do want to mention one thing. I don't think we mention it here. There's a new form of alternative to trial that is becoming more popular. It's called a mini trial. It's like an arbitration, but with a jury, sometimes like a three-person jury that sits and decides the case. And if the parties agree to it, that can become binding. So it lessens the cost. It's usually much quicker. Parties get through it a lot quicker. It's not always held in a courtroom. It can be, but very often it's held in a conference room, and it's got a 3 or 6 person jury. It's got limited discovery. The rules are a little looser than they are in a formal trial, but the result is that both parties pay much less for going through it, and in the case of mini trials, the parties typically agree that it's binding, and the only thing that can break that is if you can prove fraud or some sort of conflict of interest by the people who were the jury in that case, and the arbiter or judge, if it's a judge in the case. So that's something to keep your eye open for. The courts are always looking for ways to lessen the burden of the court and to lessen the docket, to lighten up the docket in the court itself.